My name is Chloe, and this story happened to me 2 weeks ago. I'm 32 years old and have a 10-year-old son named Jesse. Every now and then, the company I work for requires me to travel across the state and other parts of the country to take place in important business meetings that are mandatory for me to attend. Thankfully, my bosses are understanding of the situation. Jesse's father isn't in the picture, so my work allows me to bring Jesse with me on business trips. Most of the time, we stay in a rented lodge or an apartment. A few weeks ago, I had to go on another business trip. It was out in the country, which was nice because the house me and Jesse would be staying in was a real small lodge, which was very secluded. The night before the meeting, I was on a Zoom call with my colleagues at around 10 p.m., while Jesse was upstairs playing on his Nintendo Switch. During my Zoom call, Jesse called me from upstairs telling me I need to see something. I excused myself from the call and headed upstairs. I went into his room and asked him what was wrong. He told me there was a man outside looking up into his window. I looked out into the dark field and couldn't see anything. I told Jesse I couldn't see anybody out there. He said the man walked off into the darkness as he called for me. What he said concerned me, but I had to brush it off as maybe it was a dog walker or something. I usually think rationally when it comes to things like that. I told Jesse to tell me if he sees the man again. I then returned to my Zoom call. About an hour went by when one of my bosses suggested we took a quick bathroom and drink break, leaving the Zoom call on as we usually do. I went to put a pot of tea on and went upstairs to check how Jesse was. I asked if he was okay and if he saw anything outside. He told me he hadn't seen anybody since. I tucked Jesse into bed and went back downstairs to continue my business call on Zoom. Most of the colleagues were back on from the break, apart from a couple. One of my bosses said, "Oh, that's strange. I thought I just saw you walking around the kitchen." The laptop that I was using for the call was set on the table in the living room, which was opposite the kitchen, which also had a back door. I replied saying, "No, I was just upstairs." He said he was certain that he saw me walking around the kitchen. I laughed and I told him he was seeing things. My pot of tea started to boil. I had forgot about it. As I walked into the kitchen, I noticed the back door was slightly open. I thought it was odd, especially being what my boss just said to me. But I chalked it up to Jesse forgetting to close the door. He was outside playing earlier that day, after all. I closed it and locked the door, poured myself some tea, and sat down and continued my Zoom call. About 10 minutes go by and I started to feel funny, like really sleepy all of a sudden, but it wasn't a normal feeling. I felt fine and all of a sudden I felt like I couldn't keep my eyes open, and that's what happened. I fell asleep on a Zoom call. I didn't know at the time, but I was out for about 10 minutes until I woke up to Jesse frantically pulling me, trying to wake me up. He told me there was a man outside trying to get in. I turned around and I saw a man on the other side of the back door pulling the door handle in an aggressive way. He looked furious as he couldn't get inside. This means that what my boss said to me earlier when he thought he saw me in the kitchen was true. That man did get in the house as I was upstairs checking on Jesse. He must have spiked my tea, and that's what made me fall unconscious. Once unconscious, I think he was planning to enter the house and assuming the door was still unlocked to take my son away. The thought of this makes me sick to my stomach. I thank God that I noticed the door slightly open and locked it shut. This story could have had an awful ending otherwise. We called the police and they searched the area, and not surprisingly, they found no one. Jesse and I returned home after that. This incident will haunt me for the rest of my life, and Jesse's too. I'm an office manager. And being the manager of a company has its perks sometimes, but it also means I have to be the one to let people go. In this one instance, I had to fire a man named Hooper. What made it awkward was he was dating my best friend, Olivia. She had asked me to give Hooper a job. As she's my friend, I gave him a 4-month trial basis. I won't go into detail too much about why I needed to fire him, but it was basically, he just didn't know how to do his job. I had to let Olivia know the day before I was about to let Hooper go. She was understanding and thankful I gave him a chance. That following morning, I called Hooper in my office and told him that we were letting him go. He didn't really say much, but the expression on his face was surprised but also a little mad, which is understandable as he had just got fired from a job. but he left the office, and I carried on with my day as usual. Later that evening, I got in my car, but before starting it, I received a Zoom call from my bosses. I will skip most of the conversation because it's private and irrelevant. At one point, one of my bosses said, "Courtney, please tell me you have finally fired Hooper." I replied saying, "Yes, I have." Then my boss said, "Thank God, he was useless," and letting out a laugh with some of the other bosses. Later that night, I was in bed asleep, and I woke up to what I initially thought was my phone ringing. But after listening more carefully, I realized it wasn't a phone call. It was a recording of some kind. I kept hearing it on repeat. "Thank God he was useless. Thank God he was useless. Thank God he was useless." With laughing in the background over and over, it was the Zoom conversation I had with me and my bosses earlier that night. I looked around my room and there was an old tape recorder sitting on my cabinet. Someone had broken into my house and put that there. I went downstairs and saw the front door was open. Of course, the first thing I did was call the cops, and I told them I suspected it was Hooper who had put the recording there. What's creepy was, no one had seen him again, not even Olivia. She said that he just vanished and stopped responding to her calls and texts. People lose their jobs every day, but it's scary to think how people will react. I don't understand what Hooper's intentions were with recording, and quite frankly, I don't think I want to know. You can call me Derek in this story. I'm 23 years old and have recently landed myself an intern job working in the office of the city that I moved to. It hasn't been as good as I thought it would be. My boss and other managers always drop extra work on me, and I usually end up staying in the office way later than everyone else, when everyone else has already gone home. This one Thursday was no different. I was stuck in the office past 11 p.m. and was on a Zoom business call with people who were across the country and some were across the world. There weren't many people on the Zoom call. It was about 4 people, not including myself. I looked up from my desk and I took a look at the Zoom call. 3 of the 4 people were guys I knew. They were from the same company across town. The other caller I didn't know. But on a Zoom call, you can get dozens of people on the call at once. I don't always know everyone, so I didn't think much about it. The 4th person I didn't recognize was in an office that was dark, but there was no doubt that there was someone on the call. I could see them sitting down in a dingy office, but I couldn't make out any features whatsoever. One of my coworkers left the call, and then I asked the remaining 2 who the other person was. They both said it was probably someone. I won't say the name, obviously, but they had just gone to make coffee or something. The 2 coworkers then signed off, and it was just me and the other person on the call. As my coworkers said, they probably just went to make coffee. So I got my head down, and I carried on with my work. After about 10 minutes, I got up to use the bathroom, and I got myself a coffee. As I was pouring myself a mug, I heard something tip over on one of the nearby offices. It sounded like a stack of paper falling. I called out, "Hello?" I was startled, yeah, but I wasn't completely terrified. I assumed I was there alone. But this is a massive office building. There are plenty of people who could be here working late. When I got back to my desk, I took a look at the Zoom call. That's when I got freaked out. The one person who was still on the call had stuck a piece of paper on his computer camera and said "Hello" with 3 dots next to it. I typed in the chat box, "Who's the person on the call?" Unsurprisingly, there was no response, and then the Zoom call ended. I was pretty scared and felt like going home and just taking my work with me. As I was packing up my stuff, I received a phone call. I answered it and said hello. There was no answer, but there was definitely someone on the line. I could just tell by the noises, and I could hear light breathing as well. I spoke again saying, "Hello, who's this?" That's when the phone went dead. I put the phone down and sped walk to the elevator. Once stepping inside the elevator and pressing the bottom floor button, a light turned on in an office down the corridor, and I heard a door slam shut. Right before the elevator closed, this all happened. That was the last weird thing that happened to me that night. It was the creepiest experience I've ever had. Unfortunately, I still have to stay late, and I'm always paranoid of who's around me, and I never feel alone when working late there.